If the cement industry were a country, it would be the third largest carbon dioxide emitter in the world, behind only China and the U.S. You may have heard this statistic. And it's because the process used to mix cement, mixing sand, gravel, a cement binder, and water, not only gives off CO2 as a byproduct, it requires a tremendous amount of heat that normally comes from fossil fuels. But don't boycott your sidewalk yet, because there is some good news. Heliogen is a solar power company that's developed a new technology that could make industrial manufacturing renewable by using the power of the sun. Bill Gross is CEO and founder of Heliogen. He joins us now. And Bill, just take us through this, because we know you brought some investors, big investors, including Bill Gates and the owner of the LA Times, out to Lancaster, California. We've got something set up there. What did you want to show them?
Well, we built a solar concentration field. We're essentially making an oven, a huge oven. We set it at 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit, which is basically one-third the temperature of the surface of the sun. And we're making this oven almost like a one-acre magnifying glass. It's a field of mirrors that are all perfectly computer-controlled to reflect the sunlight to a single spot. Well, we can make these high temperatures and now use the sun to power these industrial processes, like making cement, making steel, making glass. All of these things previously used a huge amount of fossil fuels. And it wasn't solvable with renewable energy previously, because electricity from solar panels can't provide this kind of heat.
Yeah.
So we're really excited to try and reduce emissions and make these industrial processes possible with renewable for the first time.
So what these cameras, in combination with these panels, these mirrors, did was create what you're calling a death ray, where you can just focus it right on something you might need to hit, like a cement mixer, I'm imagining.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, the analogy would be this. Imagine you went into a football stadium and you were sitting with a mirror at one end and you want to reflect the light to someone at the other end. But now imagine all 50,000 people each have a mirror and they're all reflecting it to one spot. Well, you need a lot of coordination and computer control to get that to happen perfectly. And that's the technology we developed, computer vision software that could take all of these things and move them very precisely and accurately. And you said we went out to Lancaster just a few weeks ago. We've been building this all year long. We fired it up. And the very first time we achieved these high temperatures, these record temperatures. And that's why we're so excited.
What about a cement company that's not in sunny Lancaster, California?
Very good question. Right now, we are going after all the types of factories that have either land adjacent to them that's sunny and can integrate with our process. That probably is about half of all of the industrial opportunities. So it's still a trillion-dollar opportunity. Over time, we plan to come up with storage methods and other transportation methods so we can move the material maybe to the desert where the sun is great and then move the results back to where the people need it. But for right now, we're focused exactly on what you said, places that have the sunny land adjacent, and that's still an enormous opportunity. Still more than 20% of global emissions happen from that, and we're going to target that first.
Well, you know, it is amazing how much CO2 comes from cement and how much cement is needed. I mean, we just can't, right now anyway, live without creating cement.
Well, to house the 7.5 billion people on Earth and to build the roads, buildings, transportation, everything for them, the two biggest ingredients in our life are cement and steel. And both of those release a huge amount of CO2 because of the burning of the fossil fuels to make them. And we're enjoying the fruits of the benefit of those great materials, but at a huge cost to the planet.
One wonders what Joseph Aspidin of Leeds in England would think. This is the early 19th century bricklayer who came up with this process. And now, you know, cement is just the most desired building material around the world and, as you said, causing this problem. You've said that the applications for Heliogen's technology will be industrial, mixing cement, also steel. But down the line, this kind of concentrated solar power that you've described could be used to make hydrogen fuel. People are now only dreaming about that. Why would that be such a big deal?
Oh, that is a huge deal. So right now, we use hydrogen in almost all of our fuel to date. All of our gasoline has hydrogen. Hydrogen is the single best fuel there is. The problem with it is it's clean when you burn it, but it's dirty when you make it. Right now, all of our hydrogen is made by burning and splitting methane to get the hydrogen. If we could make completely green hydrogen, that would be revolutionary. Well, how could you make completely green hydrogen? Well, you could split water. If you could split water, water is a molecule of two hydrogens and an oxygen, but those are bound together very, very tightly. It takes a huge amount of energy to split them. Well, how would you split them? Well, you could burn fossil fuels to split them, but then that would defeat the purpose. But if you could split water with the sun, that is the Holy Grail. Mm. Well, it takes 1450 degrees centigrade to split water, and we have already achieved more than that temperature. So our goal long-term is to use solar energy to split the water molecule, make fully green hydrogen, and that could really have an impact on reducing fossil fuel use and, of course, reducing CO2 emissions.
That's Bill Gross, founder and CEO of Heliogen, the solar power company that he says could soon use the power of the sun to make cement and steel, driving down that huge source of carbon emissions. Also, we should say he's the founder of Idea Lab, the LA-based incubator. If you've got an idea, get it to him. Bill Gross, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.